Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith, on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. That will be me. Hello, and welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show. Norel, and well, it's Norel on the Dub Patrick.
Yeah, it's actually just Norel today.
Just Norel, so it's just calling you. The rest of you aren't here, so it's just Norel.
Yeah.
But it's not your first. What's your whole name?
My whole name is Eleonora Vella.
Eleonora Vella.
Yeah, it's pretty long, so I just thought, let's find a stage name, and that will be okay.
Let's get to the name, because it's an unusual name. Where did the name come from? Because you've got the Dub Factory as well. Is that part of the group? Or?
Yeah, it is, definitely. The name came from my stage name,
yep.
And me starting working with this amazing guy who's called Nico, who's the producer, and he's the guy who actually wrote the tracks, the music. And we started working together, and we decided just to put our names together, and that was it.
That's the best way.
Just as perfect as it is.
Lovely. So. Well, listen, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're quite a new band, because you only set up last year, didn't you?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
2014. And first time to Brentwood, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
what do you make? It's not exactly the sunny states this afternoon.
It's not really, but I got used to it. You know, 3 years in London is pretty much the same.
Because you're 3 years in London, but you're originally from Italy.
Yes, Italy.
What part of Italy? I know a few parts.
Pretty close to Rome. That's where I'm from.
That's not the part I know.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. So when I say that, people are like, oh, yes, that means nothing to me.
If it's not near Rome, I don't know where it is.
Well, it's called Terni, just because I know that some people from there are kind of listening to me now. So
okay, great. Hello, all the people in Italy as well. I hope they're having better weather than we are. But it's really
definitely.
Sunny as well.
It is.
I've always wanted to go to Venice.
Oh, Venice is great. Yeah, it's really beautiful. But so many places are so great in Italy that you can go pretty much everywhere.
Yeah,
just enjoy it.
It's fantastic. And of course, they've got great football over there as well.
Yeah, but don't talk to me about that, because you can talk to Nico if you want to meet up with him, and he's prepared about that subject. I'm not. I'm a girl, you know.
Let's get to the music then. Now, for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre? Because I've got written down here, it's like dub reggae with rock and pop. Would that be correct? I'm on the right path?
Yeah, it is totally correct. It's actually exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Basically what we did is that we kind of mix all the genres we kind of love, me and Nico, because we started writing together, and we both are very into rock music. That's what we grew up with. And what Nico had was a great passion for dub and reggae music. And when we kind of started working together, we started mixing the stuff. And he brought me into reggae music. I felt in love with it. I really did. And he brought me to this kind of new world. And we kind of created a new sound, I think.
That's good.
I've heard, yeah, that's what I've heard from some people, because, you know, when you start gigging and you hear the feedback you get from people, they kind of tell you, what is that genre really? Can you describe it? I'm like, yeah, I can describe it just mixing a few words, because that's not really a name for it. Because there's elements of pop, really. You listen to those catchy choruses, which you might listen to later on when we have the track on. And then there are crazy parts. The name of the EP is Evidence. Mm-hmm. It comes from the title of the EP. And Evidence is a really long track. It's 7 minutes, which is quite a lot for pop music now.
It has
very, very different elements, hard rock, and then has proper dub, and then has spoken parts, rapping. It's got pretty much everything. So I just try to push a little bit forward.
So your first single release was Shake Your Body.
Yeah.
That was the first one off the new EP. I've got the new EP here now. It's called, as you say, it's called Evidence. Mm-hmm. It's got six tracks, which is pretty good for an EP. Your first track you've done, was that the first track you released, Shake Your Body?
I think there were five tracks before those ones. We worked on some material, and then we picked the best we could release. And Shake Your Body was the most catchy one. We wanted to make sure that people could actually find our material viable, easy to listen to at mm-hmm. first. And then we started pushing a little bit, putting a few bits of dub and reggae here and there, and then the proper sound came out. So we thought, let's just make a nice video with that, and let's just go. We shake your body.
Okay, we'll talk about the video soon. This is Norel and the Dub Factory track. This is track 3, Shake Your Body. Here we go.
Outside is all
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. What a fantastic track. That was our first one. Shake Your Body, track three. Really catchy, yeah. Really catchy. And now sitting here with Narelle from Narelle and the Dove Factory, and we're chatting about her new EP, which is called Evidence. And it's out now. You can buy this, can't you?
Yeah, you can buy it online. It's like pretty much on every online retailer. So mm-hmm. You just go on Amazon, iTunes, and everywhere, really.
And just download it.
Yeah, download it. Or you can...
Get a physical copy?
Yeah, you can get a physical copy if you come to our gig. Because we only have them, like, we kind of hand them in.
It's quite hard to open because you've got Velcro, listen.
Yeah, that's like a little bit different. Everyone gets kind of...
what I was doing is, when she gave it to me, I was trying to open it. And you know when you can't open it, you don't want to pull it because you don't want to rip it in front of you. You're like, oh, no, she's looking at me. If I rip it open, it snaps. What, I'm going
to
look so silly.
Yeah, try to help
someone
you.
Someone coming out, wow. Goes, oh, no, it's meant to be like this. It's meant to be like that. She was Italian at the time. And oh, no, it's still stuck. It's like someone put chewing gum in between it like that. And eventually, as it came open, the CD didn't fly across the room and break against the wall. Otherwise, we'd have to go to plan B. We got plan B. We had plan B anyway.
Yeah.
We had it on different formats.
Thanks.
Tell us about Nico, because how long have you known Nico and how long have you been working together with him?
It's now about 2 years, mm-hmm. really, because we started working on some material last year. He was still in Italy. He moved here like 6 months ago, mm-hmm. about 6 months ago, yeah.
So how did you meet?
We met like years and years ago. We met before, like we were from a close place to each other, so we used to live quite close, and yeah, we've been on each other. He was a professional bassist in Italy, and we just, you know, these people you know and you don't really have much to do with. Before, he had this idea, he was like, let's do something together, let's try, let's see what comes out. And the first track we wrote was like really interesting, so we kept going on that direction, and then this is what came out, an EP. And then now he's here. We have a London-based band. And, yeah, we're doing gigs during these days. And, yeah, that's going pretty well.
Because you've been busy doing gigs, haven't you? I noticed on your Facebook page, which you keep updated, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about a little bit more about that in a sec. But you've just finished gigging. You've really been everywhere, haven't you? Been gigging all around London.
Kind of, yeah.
Which is great. It's
I
fantastic.
Try to do my best. You know, it's kind of important, really, for me to play live, because the eye contact I get with the audience is like gives me such energy that really pushes me to write more and keep doing it.
Great stuff. And you've got that's your gigs finished now. Is that for the summer?
Yeah, just a little break. You know, everyone needs the... that kind of space to your head for your head to kind of write new things and just relax a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it gets too stressful.
So tell me about your musical journey. What made you want to get into music? Is it something you got into really young, when you were really young? I don't know, you're still young, but you know.
I am young, yeah, but I started when I was like 14, I guess. I started singing at school just like every girl, and I kind of found it really, really great for me, and that was like my great moments in the week when I went to school and I had to do all my things, and then I had that hour when I could go and study with my teacher, and I found that like the best thing in the week. And then step by step I started playing with bands, and I found that great energy that I can bring up on stage when I'm performing, and that became like a reason of life. And then I just moved here because I thought, let's do what I like, because that's what comes out the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And We're going to play some adverts, then we're going to play another track off your CD. I'm not sure which one we're going to play, but let's have a quick look. We've got...
I think we could go with Climb the Ladder.
Climb the Ladder, which was track two. Let's have a look. There we go. Let's get some ads on, and we'll come straight back with track two.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, that'll be me. And we're talking here with Narelle from Narelle and the Dub Factory and about her new EP, which is aptly called Evidence. And we're going to be playing now track two, which is a track called Climb the Ladder. Yep.
Alright. club first class, so he knows he better not to sit on his eyes. Reaching a high social status is quite a big thing. You don't get anywhere if you don't stop kicking around. The study practice makes some love, sweat, dead and reborn in a row. Da-da-da-da, let them talk so they talk. Green with them your jealousy. For a safe way out, I'm warning you, my dear. You're gonna shout your mouth, but if you're finding yourself into trouble, just see how the video's all goes upside down. Blah, 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 let them talk so they talk. Green with them in jealousy. But when you give them the chance of success in the life, they're too lazy, busy, tired, so they talk, let them talk. Blah, blah, blah.
Welcome back. A great track. That, now, that had the reggae sound kicking straight out there, didn't it?
Yeah, get it from this one, yeah.
Cut shout outs. Look up, people just tweeting me. Vixter, who does a show here on Phoenix FM, lots of dance music. He's loving the sound as well.
Great.
On that one. And also Chris Hood, Christopher Stagg, and God, there's so many. So many ones coming in there. Rob Harvey as well, listening in. So, hello, big shout outs to you.
That's great.
So, the new EP, Evidence EP, is obviously out now. Are you already looking forward to making another one? Have you started?
Yes, indeed.
You started counting your tracks and thinking I can put another one together? Mm-mm-mm. EP or an album?
An EP. I would like people to keep getting new music from us instead of letting them wait like years to get it recorded and have videos and stuff. I kind of feel like people now, they like to listen to music fast. So they don't really have that much time to listen to a whole album of a new upcoming artist sometimes. So like just having something that kind of hits you in the ear sometimes, like every year, let's say, that's just a great idea in my opinion. That's just our thought. And that's what we're going to do possibly. And we already have at least 4 new tracks and we're just going to pick one. We're probably going to have a release in September, maybe just a single. So we're kind of working out what's the best because we want to start working with PR, 2 great guys who are going to collaborate with us. And they're going to help us out with that, with promoting our material and making the most out of that. So I'm really excited about September and the new stuff coming.
We was talking during that last track off air about what I thought would be good on that track with the bass, you know, the kind of big bass bin that you had in the start, and then suddenly speeding it up and putting like a bit of Nicki Minaj in it, you know, Nicki Minaj giving it large, you know, speeding it up and then dropping back into that beat, which would be fantastic. Nicki, if you're listening, just get in touch. She's got my phone number.
Yes,
she can text me. Text me.
Please do.
We'll do lunch. But
I can make you great. Italian pasta, you know. I can make it freshly made.
Oh, they are. So we're all set. Who would you like to work with? If you had the option of working with someone, you know, someone famous or, you know, a current artist or an artist from the past, who would you go with?
Oh, that's a great question. To be
quite
honest,
I'm pretty good at that.
That's
Shucks.
Your job, innit?
Oh, thank you so much. My headphones, look, they're stretching with my big head.
So let me think about it. I think the first person I would speak to, even though she's quite similar to me, maybe in some ways, is Sela Su. She's not really famous in here, but she's great, and she's got that reggae influence in her music, but she's more funky sometimes, and her voice is just amazing. So I'm a big fan, even though she's not huge. But talking about big artists, I would Damian Marley would be the greatest thing, or maybe any big reggae artist who can like mix their low frequencies and big voices with mine, which is like more high frequencies and like twangy and feminine.
Yeah.
So
twangy.
Yeah, that's sorry, like a technical term.
Twangy and feminine. That's that. There you go.
That's what it is, and you hear that.
Yeah, if you hear the women, it's twangy and feminine. You know, you listen to. Yeah, that is not me. Not me. I'm not feminine.
No, you're not. You just emphasize.
Now, so we were talking about videos earlier on. That's got some of these have got videos to them, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones have got videos? Are they on YouTube?
They are on our official channel on YouTube, which is just Nora and the Duff Factory, just the name of the band. And the first one we had on was a very short video, like a promo video for Shake Your Body, because it was the first singles, as we said earlier. And that was great fun to work on it. I just recorded that with my friend, and we went to Camden Town, and we started dancing on the street with everyone, like anybody who would just join me, and we just put all the scenes together.
Just off the cuff, so like, off you go,
Yeah, just fantastic. Like the song on my phone, and we just went for it, and you can meet some crazy people. That was so much fun. And
So you had it on your phone?
Yeah.
Couldn't have been very loud then.
No, it wasn't. So we're like, how is that? I'm just going to sing it for you, right?
Off you go, You should have bought a boombox and plugged it in.
I wasn't that organized.
Everyone going, what are they dancing to? There's nothing coming out.
Anyway, the only official one is for Looking Good, the song we're going to listen next.
And
that one is like, we recorded that properly. And we're probably going to have a new one coming on September, maybe. Like, we see what we can do.
And they're fun to make, aren't they, the videos as well?
Yeah.
Great stuff. We're going to listen to the next track. Now, the next track is called, as you say, Looking Good. It's your first track on the EP.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the track.
Okay, it's about, you know, when you feel like this word, or this is a matter that a lot of people talk about, really. It's not something that original, but I thought of talking about it in a weird way, as in, I know that I'm kind of affected of the influence of this society that makes you want to feel beautiful every time, like beach body perfect, all
those
things.
Like me.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And sometimes I feel like I want to be like that. Sometimes I just feel, you know what, I'm beautiful as I am. I just like the way I am. That's it. So I thought, let's put it in a song and make it.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you ready for it? Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
This is Norelle and the Dove Factory, track one, Looking Good.
Stage names and fake smiles and fake hair, fake dreams and love stories.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Ha ha, indeed you are. Who said like a pirate, didn't it? Ha ha, yeah, ha ha, me hearties.
So great.
Now, where did that come from? Because I think I just read out something about the pirates happening in down the road, and it suddenly got me to thinking I was a pirate. Yeah, it was strange like that.
That's good.
Yeah, no, there you go. Moving on. Right. here I am with Narelle from Narelle and the Dub Factory. We were talking about her new EP, which we played a couple of tracks off, and they've really been real bangers, I must say.
Yeah, thank you very much then.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. It's a pleasure. Listen, we're going to be playing, the next one we're going to play is instrumental. Not instrumental, it's acoustic, isn't it?
You're talking about...
Track six.
Track six, yeah. My second track, that's totally instrumental. It's kind of hardcore in the choruses, so kind of different sound as well, that one. Yeah, that's why we put it at the end.
We'll be looking forward to that, and we'll play that in a sec. So tell us a little bit about your Facebook, because we've talked about offline, because I'm tweeting things out at the moment. Mm-hmm. You've got a website, haven't you? Tell us how people can get hold of it. If they want to find a bit more, some pictures and videos and stuff, they can head straight over to your website, and you've got Facebook and Twitter as well.
We have everything, pretty much. You can get to our website on Norrell and the Dub Factory, but you have to write the end like A-N-D.
Yeah.
So norrellandthedubfactory.com, that's our website. But you can get to our Facebook, and we update it like daily, pretty much. I do. Yeah. So
when you go on the site, I know, so if you go to the right-hand top corner, you've got all the links. So just tap on Twitter and add, and then go to Facebook and then like, etc.
Exactly. So it's all connected.
It's the easiest way just to head over to
Instagram,
the website.
Yeah.
Now, let's quickly just talk about we've been playing the tracks, but we haven't mentioned about you writing the tracks and how the music it comes about. Who does the writing? Who does what? Do you do the lyrics and then Nico then puts the sounds to it, or do you do a bit of both, or
it's
do you both work
on it? The
other
way around is like he starts with the music, so mm-hmm. he has an idea and he starts with a bit, like usually like bass and drum.
Yeah.
And what happens then is like I kind of work with him, just like kind of looking at what he's doing. I get the idea or the sound he wants, and then I start having an idea for melodies and lyrics as well. So after I've done this, after I have a rough idea of the melody and the lyrics, I record my vocal line, and then we start the process of producing, because he does production, mixing and mastering of those tracks, at least that's what he does in the that's what he did in the EP. So we work just as we feel like we are inspired. But the reason why his name is the Dub Factory is because the way he works is really just like if he was in a factory. Like he really can write pretty much every day, and he's really committed to it.
So he churns it out like a factory.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like he drills things. Bits of metal and things like
that. No, it's not. It's not just random. It's like
yeah. Okay, what you're saying.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. And it worked for now, so we're not that kind of band that just goes into a studio and jams for a bit. I used to do that with another band, for example, because they're just a different process of songwriting. But for this one, we just find that it really does work, so why not continue with it?
Now, X Factor's back on our screens fairly soon, well, after summer. Is it something that you would ever look at, The Voice or Britain's Got Talent, or do you have similar things in Italy?
Yeah, we do.
Reality TV, so, would you have a little go on it?
That's a weird question. I might want to do that. I have done a few auditions also just for experience, just to get used to the pressure. And I'm not really sure, because like, with this music, it's not that mainstream, even though it would be great to make it become famous. That's pretty much the dream of every musician. But I might. Maybe The Voice. X Factor is becoming a bit too...
commercial.
A little bit. And also, like, they care too much about what was your life story. And if you don't have a drama in your life, maybe it's not interesting enough.
Yeah, I think you do get that. And it's all about the judges as well. It's heavily. They've got the new judges now.
And I want to study. That's the point. I want to finish my degree first. And I want to make sure I am ready for a big stage if I have to get there. So we'll see as life.
So what's the goal now for the rest of the year for you?
For now, I think it's going to be keep working on new songs, because we really want to pick the best for the next release. And I'll keep studying as well, because as I told you, I need to finish. Next year is going to be my last year at university. And and gigging, definitely. We'll keep doing it as soon as we can, as much as possible. Mm. And yeah, that's going to be it. And we keep promoting, going to radios, just as I did with you today.
Great stuff. You have to come back and tell us how it's all going.
I will have the pleasure to come back, definitely.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for bringing the CD in and chatting all about it. We're going to play, you're going to hang around a while till the end of the show, but we're going to play out with your acoustic track, which is track 6, My Second Child. Tell us quick about that.
To be honest with you, this should be Nico talking about this track, because I haven't done anything to this. I've had a few ideas.
Yep.
I picked a sentence which you will hear in the track pronounced in different languages. So I went around hitting all the people that I know that speak different languages, and I asked them to record this sentence for me. But
you should have done me talking Essex.
I know.
All right, mate, how's it going?
Shame I didn't match it before.
Add a twang of Essex to it.
Yeah.
Let's give it a whirl. My Second Child.
Let's see.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.